The Osgood File, sponsored by LiftMaster Garage Door Openers, using your smartphone to open or close your garage door anytime from anywhere. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood. China is ramping up its military. The question, should we be worried?
This is the Chinese government saying to the Chinese military that what you're doing is just as important in building our economy.
More after this from Charlie. While we obsess over Iran, China has been increasing its military budget better than 10% a year for the last few years. That's according to the official figures. China experts say they tend to, shall we say, underreport. And that makes neighboring countries like Japan nervous and has the U.S. asking China to declare its intentions. I can tell you that if you visit China, your official government guide will point out to you that China has no territorial ambitions, and in the spirit of the Great Wall, the army is strictly for defense, not offense. But just the same, should we perhaps be worried? Let's ask Dennis Blasco, who studied the Chinese army.
The defense budget is growing roughly at the same percentage as the rest of the Chinese economy, adjusted for inflation.
He doesn't sound too worried. He says that with China's economy still booming, the People's Liberation Army finds itself forced to pay higher wages to attract top recruits.
It's going to take more money to attract and retain personnel and more money to purchase and maintain the advanced equipment.
And they are building more advanced equipment, including a stealth fighter, which took its first flight last year, although how would you tell, and anti-ship ballistic missiles, and even a small aircraft carrier. Officially, China's military budget tops out at $110 billion this year, but even if it's higher than that, it's still well behind our budget, which is $525 billion, enough to keep us a solid number one. For now, anyway. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.